This is a BelowTopSecret.com member Ramblecast. Let's get ready to ramble! Yeah. Hey, this is Magic at BelowTopSecret.com. Just checking in. I've been rambling and traveling and stuff like that. And, kind of in the tradition of the Poochie episode of The Simpsons, where the contract negotiations specified that when Poochie was not on the screen, the other characters would say, "Where's Poochie?" Well, hey, where's Magic? I've been hither and yon, been traveling, got a new vehicle, and been finally hitting the road, and have a lot of pent-up cabin fever that I needed to shake out before this winter sets in. So, in addition to that, of course, it's kind of normal for members to have their ups and downs and their periods, like myself, of obsessive podcasting and posting, interspersed with periods of doing other things or just not doing anything, as the case may be. There's been some talk about the post counts. Actually, it's really post rates. The post count, if you look at the post count on ATS, will always be going up unless they're really trashing a lot of posts. It's really the rate of posts, and that varies over time. And, I think it's been made pretty clear by the staff, and certainly my feeling is that I don't really care about post count at AboveTopSecret.com. What I care is the posts that count, not the count of the posts. I would rather read 20 or 30 good posts than read 200 or 300 crappy posts. And I'll tell you, some of the other forums I tend to lurk on, they may be big forums. They may have a lot of users, and they may be considered big time. But you read what actually gets posted there, and I won't name any names. But let's just say that an obsession with post count does not lead to a better discussion forum, and I'll leave it at that. So anyway, I've been driving around. Oh, and you might, astute listeners might notice I've got a bit of a cold, which gives me a little more masculine of a voice, and occasionally I might even do some, sound bites, although I'm not quite to the James Earl Jones section, where this is above topsecret.com. Not quite there, but if the cold advances, I might be able to do some of those when I go into James Earl Jones mode. Got a bit of a cold, and there's a story behind that. I was out traveling. I was in this restaurant, and while I'm sitting there eating, this enormous chicken walks into the restaurant, and I'm looking at it, and this thing is huge, and it's wearing goggles. Now, it took me a while, but I said, "Whoa, it's Net Chicken. Yo, Net Chicken, dude." So what does he do? He comes over, and he says, and he coughs on me. So, I hear there's been some concern on the part of some of my fellow members about Net Chickens possibly spreading the H5N1 virus. And, I got to tell you, I think there may be some foundation to those. So, Net Chicken, dude, I love you like a brother, but I think you're overdue to be culled. it's for the greater good. So, sorry about all that, but you really, at least don't cough on people. I've been traveling, last week, got out finally, and this week I'm going to be heading out again for another week and a half. And then after I get back, I'll be heading out again. Essentially, the entire month of November for me is almost entirely devoted to traveling. So if you're wondering what the dealio is, well, for me, it's traveling season. Despite that, the fact that that I'll be traveling, I'm still going to be taking my laptop with me, and on rare occasions may actually have some opportunities to check in and just see how things are going here in the world of conspiracies. But then, after November, I'm committed to making a new album by the end of the year. And I've been working that out. Actually, it's kind of inspiring. I hit the road. So for those who haven't heard about it, I'll be making a new album. I'm going to call it Hey. Yeah, that's the album. And it's a theme album. And the theme of the album is Hey. So I don't know if for those who may be wondering if I have any talent in the music field, I'm sure you can keep wondering about that. But I've been playing this album in my mind, you know, from the opening track and, you know, just the different songs. I've been kind of sketching those out. And I got names for them and everything. And I think it's going to be a good album. You know, I actually am very excited about it. So we'll see how it goes. So there's another thing I'll be doing. After I get back from traveling, I'm going to be working on this album. And while I'll probably be checking in more, well, you know, I'm going to be a busy guy. And if I'm right, you know, there's this whole something big thing. And, you know, I may be wrong. I mean, I don't think anyone can really see the future, and certainly I can't. And, you know, I've been wrong about just about everything else. But I just get this strong feeling that probably around the time of this solstice, you know, so in mid to late December, that something big is going to happen. And, you know, I'm really kind of hoping that it won't. But, you know, what do I mean by something big? I still don't know. Okay, maybe it's a avian flu thing, maybe not. But, you know, the sense that I have is that it will be the kind of thing that will make the people in the, you know, everyone in the world that knows about it see the world differently. It'll be sort of a whoa kind of thing. And, you know, there will be plenty of denial. But for anyone that sees this, it's going to be it's going to be like looking behind the curtain. You know, it'll be just really, it'll change the way a lot of people look at things. So we'll see if that's true or not. And if it's not, well, great. But either way, I'm still planning to do the album, and hopefully that'll get done by the end of December. That's my plan. And this time, True American, I'm going to see if I can do a better job of producing, because I'm upgrading my studio. I'm going to get myself some Mackies. Yeah, I think I can get myself some Mackie 824, some nice studio monitor speakers. And I already got myself a bigger screen so that I can have more real estate. Nice 20-inch monitor here, LCD, TFT, of course. And, you know, Skeptic was talking about his microphone and, you know, how it has all these brightness and presence stuff. Hey, I like a flat mic. You know, this one I got here is like, you know, the only thing it's got on it's a bass roll-off. And, you know, it's a very nice Audio Technica AT3035, and I like it because you can really get intimate with the condenser microphone, and it handles things pretty well. I mean, it sounds good to me when I hear it back, and I don't know, maybe people can give me some feedback on that, but I just love this microphone. So anyway, have I rambled enough yet? So yeah, I'll be gone for a long time, I mean, you know, next few weeks. And so if, you know, if anyone's wondering, so oh yeah, we got the elections finally. The elections are started, and you know, for anyone that has preferences for who they want for council, I certainly encourage you. Hey, make them know and vote. If you feel that it's silly or the council doesn't make any difference or whatever, well, then don't vote, and that's fine. You know, I didn't vote in the first council elections, and I was a counselor. So, you know, I'm not going to knock that. But if you do have preferences, if there are people that you really want to see and they're representing you in the council, I certainly encourage you to go check that out and vote. So, hey, there's a little plug there for voting. And, you know, to those who are, to all the candidates, you know, you have my respect for standing up there and going for it. And, you know, some of you will be chosen, some of you won't. And like I said in the thread there, it's, yeah, okay, you know, elections are all popularity contests to a certain degree, but what it really boils down here is it's not a referendum on whether you're a good person or not, you know, it's just which among you is going to be selected to be in the council. And people have differing opinions on that, and so whether you're elected or not, I recommend not making more of it than it is. It's just a council election. It's just for a discussion forum on the internet. And while everyone in ATS, especially those of us who have been around a while, has a fondness for and an attachment to the board, it's still just a discussion forum. Yeah, so I don't recommend getting too bent out of shape about it either way. Anyway, so there's the story, you know, the title of this podcast, Where Has the Magic Gone? I just wanted to check in and let my fellow members know that I haven't fallen off the face of the earth. And, you know, I mentioned that I was going to be going on vacation, so, and I've been loving it. It's been great. And I certainly, if anyone out there, you know, I wasn't really getting, I think, any board burn, but it does happen from time to time, and it is good to take a break when you get board burn. So if you're a member and you're logging in and you're feeling like, ah, just ATS just doesn't have the love I used to feel, you might want to take a break. And, you know, certainly where I live out here in Nevada, this is a great time of year to travel because the temperatures are cooler and, you know, the leaves are turning on the trees and the weather hasn't really gotten that bad yet. So, you know, it's a great time to just get out and, you know, stretch your legs and, you know, look at the sunshine and enjoy the weather. And even in places where the weather isn't all that good, a little change in routine is not a bad thing, especially with winter coming. So anyway, Just saying. So I just want to check in, give you a ramble cast. Oh, coming up on 10 minutes here. Woohoo! All right. Still got it, baby. I can still ramble with the best of them. So until the next ramble cast, this has been your fellow member, Magic, at BelowTopSecret.com. Just letting you know where has the magic gone. And might give another podcast or two when I get a chance in the coming weeks. But you know, if you don't hear much from me, don't take it the wrong way. I'm just a jet setter, baby. Yeah. So until next time, ciao.